media members on the call, just hit star one on your keypad. We'll work those questions into the coaches as soon as we can. We now welcome in the call the head coach of the Elon Phoenix, Matt Matheny. Good morning, Coach Matheny.
Good morning, Rob.
Good morning. A week for you guys before we talk about the tournament ahead. Two kind of crazy games at home, a 105-104 double overtime game with Northeastern, and then you bounce back and beat Delaware 81-59. Just talk about those two games last week.
Thursday night's game was as exciting a game as you'll find anywhere in the country. A great crowd and a double overtime game with outstanding individual performances. T.J. Williams for Northeastern was sensational with the triple-double, and Brace with 40 points. And I thought we had some guys on our team that had great performances. Tyler Sebring led the way for us, but we had several guys play well, and the game went back and forth, and big shots descended into overtime each time. And just unfortunate that we came out 1 point shy and lost that one. And anytime you lose that Thursday game, it's really tough to get off the mat and get ready for Saturday. And I was very impressed with the way our players took the leadership role in our Friday practice and our preparation Saturday, and ended up having just a very good senior day, senior night, and where our seniors set the tone for us. We started with the right kind of aggression, and thought we played pretty well defensively for 40 minutes and had a great victory against Delaware Saturday night.
You've talked often throughout the season here on the call about the growth of your team and the way they've grown. Was that another sign? Because, as you said, that had to be a tough one to bounce back from, on not just physically but mentally too, on Thursday, and to play the way you did against Delaware. Was that yet another sign of the growth of your young team?
I think so. As I now reflect over the regular season, and one of the things going into the season we talked to our team a lot about was player leadership. And in the last several weeks, I really feel good about the way our players have taken the reins of this team and have really led us in the locker room and led us in practice and led us through the highs and lows of the season and the adversity that you face. And just like you said, the way we our guys led us after just a difficult emotional loss Thursday night and got us ready for Saturday is a sign of growth.
One of the guys you touched on the week Tyler had, which was outstanding, but Dimitri Thompson, 23 points in one game, 22 points in the other, I think a 10-rebound game in there as well. Just talk about the week he had and his play over the last several weeks, which has seemed to have gone to another level.
He's playing with a lot of confidence, more confidence than he's ever played with here. He's an experienced player for us. He's played a lot in his 3 years. But it's fun as a coach to see a guy gain that confidence and then gain the confidence from doing little things that we ask him to do. And I think players, young players, need to understand earlier and more that if you'll do the things your coach wants you to do, the little things that matter so much, then you gain confidence in that, and then you start doing some things that maybe you want to do or you want to try to do, and you do it with confidence, and it's a little bit more successful. And Meech is finding that. Dimitri's finding that. He is doing little things for us. He's defending better. He's getting on the glass for us and playing with a lot of confidence.
We've got a media question in queue, if you'll get that for us, Pasha.
Your first question comes from John Tito with HoopsHD.com.
I just wanted to ask about the first round versus second round. So 2015, you had an overtime win over Towson, and your reward was to play the next day at noon against the one seed. And then last year, you lost by a single point to Drexel. How nice is it to not have to play in the first round for a change on the Friday? And is it that much easier, you think, in terms of winning three games versus winning four games to win it all?
Well, having been in 24, 25 conference tournaments and experiencing four rounds and three rounds a bunch of different ways, yes, sure it is. And I'll tell you, playing in that 8-9 game that first year, we had a great exhausting physical overtime win over Towson at roughly 6 p.m. start, and then to turn around and play the noon game against the number one seed is one of the most difficult things I've ever experienced in conference tournament play. And I'm of the belief that it should be set up that way. The number one seed deserves that kind of advantage. It is an advantage. But it's very difficult to win that 8-9 game and then turn around and play at noon. And so not to be in that game is a sign of growth for our team. We don't really look at trying to win three games, trying to win four games. We never really have. But what we're trying to do is get ready to play Saturday against William & Mary, and that's our total focus. So I don't know if that exactly answers your question, but I will say that playing in that 8-9 game and trying to play the noon game is very, very difficult.
Matt, you're a team that has certainly gotten contributions from a lot of different guys this season. As you head into a tournament setting where you have the possibility of playing three games in 3 days, how much do you feel like your depth might be an advantage this weekend?
Well, we're trying to build our team with depth. We're trying to build our team that plays a style of play that you can exhaust yourself on the court and have a guy come off the bench and replace you. And the level of play doesn't drop at all. I still feel like we got some work to do in that area, but I also, like you said, feel like we're getting contributions from a lot of different guys. And we're still a work in progress this year. We're still a work in progress as a program. But I think we've made strides in that area this year.
What do you feel like your keys to success are to be able to be playing Monday night? What does your team need to do well this weekend?
Well, we went into this year wanting to be a better rebounding team and a better defensive team. And I feel like we are. Maybe not leaps and bounds as we had hoped, but I feel like we're a little bit better defensively than we were last year. We're a little bit better rebounding the ball than we were. So then the key is we got to play Saturday to our strengths and to our improvement levels. And so Saturday is a game that we need to focus on winning each possession and doing the things that we do well.
Just specifically with William & Mary, you guys split with them. Both games very close and competitive. What was the difference in the game that you won, and what are some of the difficulties that they present?
Well, both games were one possession, two possession games, and it could have gone either way. We were trying to play from behind up there, and it was close and tied at our place. So we understand that each possession matters, each possession counts. We have a ton of respect for William & Mary and the success that they've had in this league, and we aspire to be at the level that they've had, the success level that they've had. So we're still looking up the mountain, trying to climb it, and realize going into the tournament that we're playing a very good team that's had success in this tournament.
All right, Matt, thanks for the time today and all season long, and we'll see you in Charleston in a few days.
Thanks, Rob.
All right, thank you.